Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Bob Pike, Chief Technology Officer at Applied Computer Solutions. Welcome, Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing extremely well. Enjoying a pleasant Monday here in Atlanta.
So, Bob, I don't think we've had ACS on the program before. Can you just provide a background on ACS and your role at the company?
I'm the Chief Technology Officer for the network and mobile broadband side, which is mainly focused on the operators, the service providers. ACS also has a large presence in the enterprise space. So close to 3 years ago, we started this Smart Edge initiative because it was clear that we saw the momentum in virtualization in the core. It just made sense for that to happen in the network and at the edge. And our combined knowledge of the operators and the enterprise positioned us for that. So now I'm totally 100% focused just on the Smart Edge initiative.
There's been a lot of talk about mobile edge computing or Smart Edge and how that applies to the enterprise. Can you just give us a definition of what's meant by the Smart Edge?
Yes, it really is a combination of technologies that have come together. One, we're implementing VNFs, virtualization, VMs, containers at the edge. Similar technology that's used in the data center now is being deployed at the edge of the network, and that means just one network hop from the user. The other thing that we were beginning to leverage is the SDN-like qualities of being able to separate the control from the bare and leaving the bare traffic at the edge and allowing us to leverage the LTE network. When you think about MEC, it stands for multi-access edge computing. So it has the capacity to interact with both licensed and unlicensed spectrum as well as wired. So it's creating an exciting ability to aggregate that traffic. The part of it that's often lost, though, it's not only a network controlling element, a secure network controlling element, it has processing capability. So we can take this interaction with either things, sensors, you know, manufacturing floor equipment, or people using tablets or smartphones, and we can interact with them. One of our lead architects says it's like turning the internet upside down. We can begin to deliver content. We can marry the presence of that individual with other applications right at the edge. So it's really kind of a merger of technologies that have allowed us to do this. You also are seeing the regulatory entities such as 3GPP, IEEE, as well as ETSI, bringing along a little more, let's say, consistent way of doing this. So, you know, anytime you introduce a bit of more standard ways of doing things, it allows us to scale in a more graceful way.
When you look at what ACS has to bring to the table, what differentiates the solutions that you guys have under development and in market?
We, from the very beginning, focused on enterprise. 3 years ago, we said, we are absolutely going to focus on enabling multi-access edge computing for the enterprise segment. So we've interacted with literally 30, 40 different app vendors. We have focused in on four different industries, and we know those use cases and where it can add value. The bigger part of it was understanding how we make this simple for a enterprise to use so it is something that can be transformative but not disruptive to them. I think one thing that surprised us is that we were excited about things like combining the protocols like LTE introduces some wonderful security elements to it that we've been able to make enterprise facing that is very exciting to us as we meet with corporate security offices. So we designed this to work in enterprise, but once you get into actual deployments, it gets even more exciting because now we're beginning to see the real value to that segment.
I've noticed that you also utilize some Intel technology in the solutions. Tell me about the collaboration with Intel and how that's helped deliver the capabilities that you're seeking to your customers.
Well, what we wanted to do, and I think Intel is of the same ilk, is we wanted to take the wonderful benefit of virtualization that happened in the data center in the cloud and move that functionality to the edge. And we wanted applications and application vendors to feel comfortable in that. I mean, Intel absolutely is the platform for applications running in an enterprise cloud or data center. So Intel has been fabulous to work with to really sort through what are the changes in silicon required, what are the changes in the way some of this needs to be packaged to deliver functionality at the edge, because you have to think about this differently at the edge. It's not a big data center at everyone edge. There is a certain form factor that's different. And Intel has been just fabulous. Things like security, they've really worked well with us. Items like enabling a lot of cores in the silicon without it killing the cost, they've been wonderful. So we've seen just a substantial increase in the performance at the edge without a big price change. But the most important thing is delivering the use cases. And there really is no other platform, I believe, other than Intel, if you want to deliver real application use cases in an enterprise segment.
And I know that you're a member of the Intel Network Builders Program. What is the value of broad industry collaboration when we're bringing solutions like this into the market? And how do standards fit in to that equation?
Nothing that is truly great or any change like this is ever done in isolation. So you have to assemble different ways of looking at the edge and challenges from different points of view. That's application base, that's some of the network elements, some of the security elements, that's the applications themselves. What's wonderful about Intel is they bring folks that are of the same mindset that they want this to be successful, this edge, but the differing points of view make sure we're optimizing what that experience and the platform would look at the edge. So it's really convenient to have someone of Intel's pedigree to be able to pull us all together to talk about solving these, you know, or at least designing to the edge in a let's say, an optimized manner.
When you look forward, what are you most excited about?
You know, in the beginning, we were looking for these killer cool apps that technically grab people's attention. What I'm most excited about is now we realize that we don't have to overreach inside of a transportation organization in logistics, out of a retail organization in point of sale, inside of a hospital in point of care. These are all application environments that are core to their success. We're really now in the action there, figuring out how to make those better, more, let's say, stable, expedient, adding function to the doctor, speeding up the experience in a retail store, enabling so that someone in a port isn't running back and forth to their terminal and they can really be more efficient in processing things. When you see someone win like that, and it's a financial win for them, it's an operational win, you get stoked.
Bob, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. One final question for you. Can you please let me know where folks can go for more information?
What I would recommend is reaching out to our development and information-based team at info@smartperimeter.io, all one word, smart perimeter.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.